myself as like some kind of right thing to do, and like almost like I said, a service to humanity. And I think the story that comes up is like something around me being so bad or so rotten or something, which used to be very much my prevalent kind of self, you know, feeling about myself, and that doesn't quite stick anymore. Like, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's kind of what I, but it doesn't really sound.
No, but basically what you're saying is that somehow you're protecting other people from you.
Yeah.
And then you can say, why would other people need protection from you? Well, one thing is, you know, how bad you are and all these kind of things. If you perceive yourself as very bad, then that's it. But there might be something else in you that people need protection from, you think. Right?
Oh, that just made my stomach drop when you said that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, none of what we're talking, like, just like you've seen through the illusion, right? You're no longer believing the story of how rotten you are. So when I say the other thing, I say there might be something in you, there might be another story about you that will mean that it makes sense for you to predict. First, you need to see the story, then you can challenge the story, right? And this illustrates very nicely the point, like, if there is something you identify with, but you don't even know you identify with it, but you are still reacting to it by protecting other people against it, right? This illustrates why it's necessary for us to see what it is we're identifying with, so that we can start challenging that identification. If you can't see it, how would you even begin to challenge it? You don't know what it is. So, yeah. Good. Yeah, Cheryl?
Just very simply, you were talking about that a teacher who stopped for 10 years. I didn't catch the name.
Claudio Naranjo.
Right, I don't know him anyway, so.
An Enneagram guy. The guy who brought Enneagram out of Arica. Teacher of Hudson and everybody.
Yeah.
Sandra Maitri,
yeah.
And Almaz and Faisal. He was their teacher, yeah.
Oh, wow, gosh.
Yeah.
He came back,
yes, and I'm very happy. It meant that I had the possibility to do his sad group with him before he passed.
Right, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Good. Okay.